South Africa's newest breakfast show is here.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Cape Town animation at its finest. For the second consecutive year, we have won at the Emmys. Directors Yaka Mann and Sarah Scrimshaw are with us on the show this morning. Yak and Sarah, good morning.
Morning.
Champions. Winners.
Come on.
Ladies and gents, at the International Emmy Awards in New York, they have won for Tabby McTat in the kids animation category. Guys, we are so proud.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, listen, you can't be tired because it's like, you know, you must have been up like watching and you know, engaging, and with a time difference because it was in New York, obviously, thinking to yourself, what were the feelings like when you were announced?
Well, I mean, you slept through it.
Sarah, were you up?
No, I wasn't, unfortunately. I did get woken up by my cats who were crying for food. there was a different tone to their meows this morning. I think it was more of a congratulations than a cry for food. So.
Well, there,
no, it's brilliant news to wake up to.
Correct. And it's almost like your cat knew, right? Because, I mean, you know, Tabby McTat is about a cat, right?
Oh, they knew.
And this is so cool for Cape Town. Often we say that, you know, when things happen and with people in the city, it's amazing to get international accolade. But it really is. I mean, we've got the best animators in the world in the city, which means that it's extremely competitive. I mean, the landscape, and you look around at people in the city and it's not like you compete against them because you both want the best for one another, you know. Like everybody wants the animation to succeed. But it just creates this environment and this culture of excellence. And I love that about specifically animation in Cape Town.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, that's the nice thing, is it's just growing and growing here. And I think a bit of competition is good. Yeah. And, you know, we do want to compete on an international level. And I think that just means that our industry also needs to have that level of competition. And it's amazing to see that we can compete. And we are, you know, actually, animators are in demand overseas from South Africa because we do hold up really good standards here.
Absolutely. We want to live in Cape Town, the perfect lifestyle, living in Cape Town and earning dollars. So that both of you need to stay in the city, but, you know, contract yourself out to some big international projects. Now, what I love about this is that at the backstory, because it's, by the way, it's adapted from the best-selling Julian Donaldson and Axel Scheffler, the picture book, now streaming on Showmax. Tabby McTat is about a warm and wonderful friendship between a musical cat and a talented busker called Fred. If people haven't seen this, they should now see it because it's an Emmy Award-winning show. Mm-hmm. But obviously, that's a project that's in the bag. And I'm not too sure what you can talk about future projects-wise because I know that there's a lot of secrecy around what you're working on. Needless to say that is not it for the both of you.
Plenty more in the pipeline. Like you say, we unfortunately aren't at liberty to talk about it.
Sure.
Right now, but you know, I think pretty soon we'll be able to say a little bit more. But no, absolutely. I think, you know, we're so proud of Tabby McTat. It was really a labor of love. We worked with some really incredible artists overseas and some local artists that collaborated on this with us. And it's really just such amazing sort of validation for the team and for the show, you know, to receive this award. It's really special.
Well, listen,
and we're all very proud.
I hope that somewhere in amongst the very busy week there'll be huge celebrations. Mm. Like, really, I'm celebrating on your behalf, and this is the first time I've met the both of you, just because I'm so awfully proud. And I think on this point as well, I know that a lot of people, there are a lot of amazing creative minds, but I have been banking an animated idea that I'm going to pitch to you right now. Okay, no better time than having a live audience listening to this. Here's my idea. This is my pitch, right? Yeah. Okay. And this is it's obviously an animated, it's on the, like, in the theme of like it's a very humorous take, but the name of this animated feature film that I've got is called Shadows.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And okay. It's about shadows that are cast by curtains at night to kids that make up imaginary things. Like, you know, when your curtain casts an image of it, looks like a monster, and you go, it's a monster outside, but it's just the shadow of a curtain, right? All the shadows get wiped out completely by light, right? Because the earth is kind of at a place where there's no shadows anymore. And we've got to bring these shadows back.
That's actually cool. I like that.
And they're really fun.
I'm seeing dollar signs, to be honest.
I'm seeing dollar signs.
Come on, though.
And I think the best theme song would be Shadows by Void, the local outfit that sings Shadows. Mm. But Shadows, you can just picture it to both of you.
What?
Just bringing these shadows to life and bringing these characters back and bringing shade back into people's lives again through through this journey.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Amazing. I like it.
Ryan,
can I get involved?
if Emmy award-winning animators love my idea and concept, guys, we're going to make so much money.
Come on.
We'll chat later. Listen, again, guys, congratulations. Yes. I'm so chuffed. Sarah, to you. Yuck to you. I can't wait to just read more about your amazing achievements in the future. This is one in the book, but one of many with more still to come.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
And go check out Tabby on Showmax.
I love it. Please go check it out on Showmax. Tabby McTapp, ladies and gents, the creators of which are with us on the show this morning, and we're beaming with pride. Sarah, to you, and Yuck to you again. Thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ryan. Have a great day.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.